Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Well, we saw a pretty eventful evening last night. As I had said the last couple of days about the, holding your arms out sideways, horizontal to your shoulders for long enough, they get very, very heavy and eventually drop. Well, we've seen that happen overnight. Now, admittedly, and I will admit this, I had probably about half an hour before been looking at the charts and thinking to myself, that is actually starting to look like a breakout that I've seen before. I put it across my Slack group. Sort of saying, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Bitcoin break out here. Now, of course, not long after that, I had a chuckle and sent a message through saying, geez, I got that wrong, and I totally did. There was no trade. I made sure I mentioned that there was absolutely no opportunity for a trade there. It was divergent. It wasn't convergent. But I had seen similar instances in the past where the price had rocketed from a pretty ugly breakout, but a breakout nevertheless. And we did not see a repeat of that last night. As a matter of fact, we saw a very large fall. Now, there's two things. I know, like, I'm sitting here right now looking at my newsfeed, and there are all sorts of rubbish in the news, which is pretty typical of crypto. It's, to be honest, pretty typical of all news, really. There's a lot of crap in there. I don't really read it. I read the odd bits and pieces hither and thither. What I'm reading about is, people are saying, okay, here's a headline for you. This dip rally is manipulated and is caused by algos and Cointelegraph. Okay, wonderful. Bitcoin flash drops within 30 minutes and settles below 6,900. Is Silk Road to blame? Bitcoin falling, rising wedge breaking down. Bears are back. I mean, what is this absolute utter crap? Let's be honest, it is absolute rubbish. Who gives a toss? Look, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter why it's happened. This is a market, they fluctuate. This is what goes on, guys. Now, I'm seeing this as a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And how is it a wonderful opportunity? Well, I've been talking about the necessity for a pullback for quite some time on some of these markets. We have had extension from the average, from the mean, from the cradle zone, and we have needed to pull back. Now, if I look right now at Bitcoin, yes, we have a thumping down day, a very large red candle sitting right in front of me, but it's right there in that cradle zone. If I have a look at Litecoin, so I'm going through my watch list here. On the daily, it's beyond the cradle zone. Let me have a look here at the 12-hour. Actually, it's quite well beyond on most of them now. So Litecoin, not so much in that zone. Let's have a look. I'm just going to scoot through this top 10 with you and just take you through what I'm seeing. Ethereum, well, look, I'll tell you one thing right now. Ethereum had an opportunity to short against Bitcoin. I just missed it. Damn, missed it, and it was very frustrating. I put a message out across the Slack group suggesting that I was looking for a short there. I covered that in my market scan that I do with all my members. I did that yesterday and the day before, I believe. There was a beautiful downtrend, a beautiful pullback into that cradle zone, and crikey, that is about a 10 or 11 to 1 on the risk multiple now. Now, this is the opportunity that was missed by me. It was just because of timing. I just wasn't there quick enough to get the trade on. Unfortunate, but I'm not going to beat myself up over it. But this is the real important thing. I'm just going to sort of segue into this because I think it's really important. Just because you think the market's going to go up doesn't mean that it should do. Just because you think that Ethereum is going to have a recovery and do this and this and this doesn't mean it will now. So when I look at Ethereum against Bitcoin, I'm open for shorting opportunities here because it's in a cracking downtrend. Stick to the trend, not anything else. Don't worry about the news, for God's sake. If there's one thing you can avoid, it's definitely the news. An absolute waste of space. Yep, I post the odd news item here and there because I'm trying to put content out, guys. It's also because there is some stuff that I try and post that I find interesting, that the odd article that I do find, that I read, I do share with you guys that are on Twitter and Facebook. But I mean, look, it's about following the trend. I mean, let me tell you exactly when that was. That was on the 4th of September. So that was, 2 days ago now? That was on the Tuesday? Is that right? Tuesday? 2nd? 4th? Back? Yeah, 2 days ago. So that was on the Tuesday, and it was a cracker. I mean, it was an absolute little doozy. I didn't get that, unfortunately for Moy, but a beautiful convergence on that 2 hour. The 2 hour was the absolute sweet spot, but again, another opportunity that did present itself based on the strategies that I teach. Now, if I go back to this top 10, of course, I did jump across to Ethereum against Bitcoin. Ethereum has been down 15%, absolutely belted once again, pushing to new lows. I believe it's new lows this year. Yes, it is. $240 we see on Ethereum. Bitcoin Cash pulling back. It's a deep pullback, still holding itself fairly reasonably well there. EOS hit that resistance that I've been talking about for a while, straight back in that cradle zone, guys, on that weekly, and looking rather ominous there. Cardano, I tell you what, there was an opportunity on Cardano, but it was against Bitcoin. Actually, it wasn't quite there. I was stalking it yesterday. It didn't give me the third test for a Bitcoin breakout. If you go and have a look at Cardano or ADA BTC, you'll see a flat level that had formed. I was stalking that. I just didn't get that final test, which was a bit of a shame. Not quite there. NEO's pulled back. It's still in a good uptrend right there. IOTA, not so much. Ripple's definitely broken down, looking quite bearish there, and Litecoin also having a very big sell-off. I mean, we are talking across the top 10, every single market here being over 10% down, other than Bitcoin. Bitcoin still holding its position, and it'll be very interesting to see what happens throughout the rest of the day. Now, whatever the reason was that this market fell, I'm not too concerned. My job is to look for trading opportunities. That's it. Keep it nice and simple. You're going to find all sorts of FUD, all sorts of news, all sorts of rubbish across your feeds, across your Telegram, across your Slack, across your Facebook, Twitter. Everywhere you look, you're going to see it. But I tell you what, focus on doing you, because that's all that you can do. You can't control the news, you can't control the FUD, you can't control your emotions, you can control how you react to it. So get your head together, get ready. There is opportunity out there. Get wise. Have a good day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.